Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Rick Van Kirk, the President and CEO for Prodex Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol PDEX. Thanks for joining us today there, Rick.
My pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Certainly. So for some of our listeners that may be new to your story and haven't, you know, caught some of our previous interviews, can you provide us an overview there of Prodex?
Yeah, Prodex, we are a medical device manufacturer headquartered in Irvine, California. The company's been around about 40 years. The last 20 years, more focused, like I said, on medical device. Largely, we make power tools for the operating room that surgeons seem to like. We have been a contract manufacturer for pretty much all of the major medical distributors, and now are adding to our repertoire some of our own products, which is kind of nice, and I'm hoping to talk about a little bit later on in this discussion. We've come through a turnaround over the last two or three years and have some momentum building. We have a management team that's cohesive and mixes some experienced people been here a number of years and some newer people that bring in some new ideas. So we're feeling pretty good about all that and looking to kind of build on some of this.
Certainly. So bring us up to speed on some of your recent news there and activities you were recognized there in Orange County as the best scientific medical product, and you also had some other activity there.
Yeah, we were excited about some of these things. There's a couple of things. Actually, three awards towards the end of last calendar year. The Orange County Register added us or put us on their list of top workplaces in Orange County for the second year in a row. We're proud of that. That is based on a survey of employees, and to make that list, it means that, you know, the company is doing the right things, that employees feel communicated with, supported with, listened to, and so we're really happy about that. We made the fastest growing public companies list for Orange County as well, moving up from the 11th spot to the 8th spot last year, and we were also awarded an award for best scientific medical product, recognizing the new technology that we're including in our surgical handpieces now that is really having a real positive impact on the marketplace.
Right. So what is the sector that you service, and how are you positioning yourself to capitalize on some of the key trends with your products?
Well, we're trying to position ourselves with the major medical distributors and some of the second tier guys as well. We are adding some new features to our product that we don't think other people have. Right now, when our customers use our product in the hospital, it enables them to really build their market share. We basically are kind of the razor, and our customers tend to sell the razor and the razor blades. So our product's been so successful, they're selling a lot of plates and screws and other kind of implants and things like that they would normally do, but we've enabled them to sell a lot more, so they're happy with that. We have some new technology, some new options to add to these devices that we think will help further grow their business and in turn ours. And the nice thing about it is that our device, we started off making cranial screwdrivers, but they've been so well received that our customers will introduce us to people in other parts of their company that represent thoracic, you know, surgeons and spine operations and things like that, where we can move the same technology over and provide them some of the same benefits. So it helps them further in their endeavors and also helps us grow the business here.
Right, so these are for some long and strenuous operations, so your product actually makes it a little bit easier on the surgeon and in the actual operating room.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've met a few of them and they all speak really highly of it. They say it makes their job a lot easier, a lot faster, less stressful, and I've had people come in off the street and say, "Hey, can you sell these to the hospital that I'm working out of here? I really want to use this product." So it's been very well received, and like I said, we're trying to leverage that and take advantage of this technology, this product, and kind of build on it, get deeper into the relationships with existing customers, as well as show it off to new customers, and hopefully they'll be interested in it as well.
Right, so you're targeting basically more like cranial and dentistry, things of, I guess, maladies of the head.
Well, we've been focusing on cranial so far. That's been the bulk of the business, but we're starting to branch out into other parts of the body and hope to have the same success with those people as well. We anticipate that.
Certainly. So what are some of the key goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, we have our own product, the Prodex branded product I mentioned earlier, that we plan to release in the next 6 months. And that's exciting for us because it's been something we wanted to do to kind of continue the contract manufacturing for the majors, but also have our own product because it really shortens the sales cycle. Instead of having to go to a customer and work with them through a long development cycle and maybe some negotiations in terms of, you know, set up the contract in the first place, we can walk into a customer and say, hey, here's our product. We can ship it to you next week instead of a year and a half from now. There's not going to be, you know, an expensive engineering budget you need to allocate to this thing. This thing's off the shelf. You can take it now. And it's got all the same features and technology that we've been developing here internally. So we think it'll shorten the sales cycle and be readily accepted. And that's maybe the biggest news for us the next 6 months. You know, we plan on continuing the same good results we've had the last several quarters, last couple of years. And we hope to launch another Prodex product shortly after that. I haven't quite got there yet. So we really are trying to take advantage of the success we've had the last couple of years and reinvest into the company, reinvest into these new products. We've invested in some equipment that has helped us improve our efficiencies and margins. We're investing in people. We're making sure we're doing all the right training and supporting the people here in terms of their growth, which helps them and helps the company. So it's really nice to have this opportunity after going through a turnaround that we can really, like I said, reinvest into all facets of the business here.
Certainly. So as far as investors and the financial community, Rick, is, you know, the stock has been doing fairly well here over the last year. What are some of the drivers there that you still, you know, wish they better understood about you guys, about what makes you unique in this space?
That's a good question. Obviously, we've got some momentum. You mentioned the stock price, and the results are public, so people know how we're doing. But I would tie a couple things together why I'd be excited to be a part of Prodex. Obviously, we've got some momentum. We've got new products coming out. We've got a technology that other people don't have, and we're going to add some features that aren't out in the field already. And I mentioned that we were really proud of the Top Workplace Award. And one of the reasons for that is there's tremendous alignment here from the board of directors to me through everyone in the building. We do a lot of work communicating with everybody. Here's what's going on in the company. Here are our plans. We're open to your suggestions. People here work really hard, some of them 6 days a week, and I think it's fair to let them know why they're working hard. And when you do and keep people informed, they make good suggestions and they buy in and work harder. We're very lucky to have a loyal workforce that is energized, and it kind of feeds on itself. New products, momentum, good results. It just builds the momentum, the enthusiasm. Ideas are created, new technology is developed. So it's just a nice bit of momentum we're riding here, and we're really very pleased because a lot of people stuck around through some tough times to be here for this and contribute to this. And it's kind of, I'm getting kind of corny here about the thing. I'm sure people would rather hear about numbers and things like that, but we have a really solid business model and culture here of enthusiasm and innovation that I think bodes well for Prodex in the future.
Great. And perhaps you can talk a little bit about your background and experience and, you know, who the key management team there is.
Yeah, I've been in the Southern California area for 30 years working in manufacturing and spent the last 12 years here at Prodex. Started off running the manufacturing group and was lucky enough to work my way into this role with some people that have been really supportive to me over the years. you know, we've got an operations director and QA and RA director that have been here for 15 plus years as well. They know the business, the processes, the people, just keen supporters and advisors. And then we've got some newer management team members, BD person been here a couple of years, CFO 3 years, HR manager 2 years, that bring in maybe some new ideas. We have a good mix of, you know, experience and new ideas. Like I said, it's the most cohesive management group I've seen in my 12 years in the company. And what I like about them also is they're working managers. You rarely see people in their office. They're out engaged with people on the floor. And like I referred to earlier, we do a lot of communicating and keep people involved and engaged. And the management team really represents that well, getting out there and amongst the population here and making sure people know what's going on and what finding out what they need and taking care of that.
More like a hands-on approach.
Absolutely, yeah, very much so.
Well, sounds good. And once again, joining us today is Rick Van Kirk, President and CEO for Prodex Incorporated, which trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol PDEX, currently trading at $6.81 a share. Market cap is close to $30 million. And before we conclude here, Rick, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Great products, new products coming, dedicated and innovative workforce, momentum, and we're continuing to reinvest in all of that in this business.
And we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress, and we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Rick, and update our investor audience on Prodex. It was great having you on, as always.
Well, thanks very much for having me. Yeah, anytime. I'm happy to come on. I enjoy this. Thanks a lot.